Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Tes. We are on page Tzadi Dalin, the page following 186. It was brought to my attention that we left off the last Mishabura in Siman Kuf Pei Ches. So we'll go back for a moment to Siman Sivkotan Lamed Dalin, also on page Tzadi Dalin. We said in the Mechaber in Sif Yud that if one ate on Shabbos, and his shalashuris went beyond Shabbos, so he still mentions Ritzei in the Birchas HaMazon, because we go after the Haskalas Asudos. The Mishabura says, and Sivkotan Lamed Aled, V'hu Adin L'Rosh Chodesh, the Mechaber said, not only is this true about Shabbos, but Hu Adin by Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah and Purim, the same thing, if you finish your Suda after Rosh Chodesh, or after Chanukah, or after Purim, you will still say Yal Aviyavo or Al Nisim. Says the Mishabura, Rotzalomar Mitzah Seidim, Ochal Behem, if you ate on these days Rosh Chodesh, or Chanukah, or Purim, V'nis Acher HaBirchas HaMozon Ad HaErev, and you delayed your benching until it was already nighttime, Tzarech Lahaskir, you would have to mention that day. Does Linan Bosar Zmanas Cholas Asuda for all insertions of benching, like the Mechaber told us, we go after the beginning of the Suda. V'hu shelo hispalal arvis v'kanal, as long as you did not yet have mariv v'ayin l'kamon v'simin tof yutes. And now we begin simin kuf peites nusach bracha revias v'dineha, the halachos of the fourth bracha of benching. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph bracha revias lo yomar tisbarach. In the fourth bracha of benching, you should not say the nusach of Tisbarach, v'lo yomar bo hachai, ki im bebeis ha'ovel. That you should only say in the house of a mourner. V'omer bo shlosha malchios. You say three malchios in this bracha. Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, hakel avinu malkeinu, etc. Hamelech hatov. So we see the expression of melech three times. U'shlosha hatavos. We also say three times about Hashem's Tov, Hu Heitiv Lanu, Hu Meitiv Lanu, Hu Yeitiv Lanu, Shlosha Gemulos, Hu Gmulanu, Hu Gomlenu, Hu Yigmulenu. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Aleph, Lo Yomar Tizbarach, Shekvar Omar Baruch Ato Hashem. You already referenced Hashem by Baruch Ato Hashem, so we don't say Tizbarach. We also said that you don't say Hachai, Ki Biktsas Sidurim Hoyakosuv HaMelech Hachai HaTov V'Gomer. Some nuschos had in the benching that you say in the fourth bracha, HaMelech HaChai V'HaTov. And the Mechaber told us that we don't say it except in the Beis Ovel. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan Gimel Ukid L'Kameh B'Sibbeis, like we'll see shortly in Sibbeis. Sivkotan Dalet, we say Shlosha Malchios. V'tam kol zehu, the reason for all this is as follows. The birchas hatov v'hametiv eino min haTorah, as we've discussed many times, the first three brachos of benching are midaraisa. The fourth brach of hatov v'hametiv is not toraisa, elo shechachomim teknua al haruge beta shenit l'kfura. Rather, it's the Rabbanon. Chazal established it as the fourth bracha of benching because of those who were killed in Beitar that they were given to burial. Va'omru, and we said, Hatov shelo hisrichu. The lashon of Hatov is that their bodies didn't smell, and they were sat around for many years, and they didn't rot, and they didn't smell. V'hametiv sheninu l'kfura. So that's Hatov, v'hametiv, Hatov that they didn't smell, v'hametiv that they were given over to kfura. If you look at note number one, he gives us a little more information from the Aruch HaShulchan. Ubir Horach Ashulchan Shetan Takonas Hodo Azu. The reason for the Takona of this Hodo, of this thank you to Hashem, Hula Horos Lonu is a teacher, Shafilu Bishas Kaso Shalakarash Baruch Aleinu, even in a time of Hashem's anger towards us, Ein Hu Ozev Osanu, he doesn't leave us. Even during the time of his anger, he's still performing miracles and wonders for us. There are no greater nisim than what happened to those who were killed in Beitar. They were lying around for many years al pnei haaretz on the ground, and they didn't smell. And then they were given over to kfura. And therefore it was established to be placed in Birchas HaMazon. And we end the bracha with Li'olam Ayach Hasreinu Lahoros Lano, to teach us Shelo Nidak Shechas V'Sholom Niyach Hasrei Lechem, that we shouldn't worry that Chas V'Sholom will be lacking bread. Hashem is able to take care of us. Back to the Mishavura. So the fourth bracha is midrabanan, and it was established for Haruge Beitar. Ukiva uha lebirchas amazom, and it was set up in birchas amazom. Mipnesha kula hoda v'shavach alatova sheitiv imanu, because benching is all thanks and praise of Hashem for the good that He does for us. V'gamzo minatovos, this is also one of the good things that Hashem did for us. Usmachu al lebirchas bonei Yerushalayim, and we put it right next to the bracha bonei Yerushalayim. Mipnei shekeshenechrova Beitar nigda'a Keren Yisrael, because when Beitar, the big city of Beitar, was destroyed, that was cutting off the Keren Yisrael. Ve'ena asida lachzor atshiyavu ben David, it will not be restored until Mashiach comes. And since at that point in benching we already finished the brachos that are midaraisa, vizui midarabanan, this bracha of atova meitiv is only midarabanan. Lo mikri zo bracha shismucha lechaverta. Therefore, we start with baruch and we don't consider a bracha smucha lechaverta. The second bracha of benching doesn't start with a baruch; it starts with no delucha. The next bracha starts with rachim. These are brachos asmuchos lechaverta. They're relying on the baruch in the first bracha. So the chora, the fourth bracha should be the same way. It shouldn't start with the baruch, but because it's a little different, it's not midaraisa. It's Rabbanan, we don't call it a bracha smula chavrta, ulahachi posachas bebaruch, and therefore the bracha opens up with a lashon of baruch. Umashe ein anu chos min ba bebaruch, and that which we don't end the bracha of atova meitiv with a baruch, afal pishi bracha aruka, even though it's a long bracha, and when normally we have a long bracha, we start with a baruch and we end with a baruch. Mipnei she mitchila tiknua b'matbea kotzer. When this fourth bracha of Atova Meitiv was established initially, it was established as a bracha ketzara, a short bracha. Shelo huskar ba ela hatova meitiv lakol. All that the bracha consisted of at that point was hatova meitiv lakol. The achar kach osifu ba yeser advarim, and then the other words of the bracha were added later. So therefore, it was never established as a long bracha to have a baruch at the end as well. V'tiknu ba shalosh malchios, and as the Mechaber told us, we established in this bracha of Atova Meitiv three times that we refer to Hashem as Melech. Mipnei shekfar tiknu lahaskir malchus beis David v'vonei Yerushalayim, because as we learned, we already established that you have to mention the malchus of Beis David in the third bracha of v'vonei Yerushalayim. V'kevan shemaskir malchus beis David, and once we're mentioning the malchus of Beis David, hayoroi lahaskir gam malchus shamayim, it would be appropriate also to mention the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela mipnei she'ein zeh derech kavod, but it's not proper honor to Hashem lahaskir besamuch mamish malchus deshmai lemalchus Beis David basav adam. It's not appropriate to put right next to each other the malchus of Beis David and the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Ratzu Lahashlima, therefore we want to make up for the Malchus that should have been mentioned over there, Ulahaskir Bebirchas Hatova Meitiv Malchus Kenegda. So one Melech that we have in the fourth Bracha is the Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, like the regular Melech that belongs in that Bracha. One is corresponding to the Malchus Beis David and the Bracha before, which really should have had thrown in a Malchus of Hashem, but it wasn't appropriate to put them near each other, so we make up for it by putting a second Malchus in this Bracha. The agav shetiknu lahaskir malchus keneged birchas rachim. And derech agav, by the way, when they established that you should mention malchus keneged the third bracha, tiknu lahaskir od pam malchus keneged birchas haaretz. So they established you should throw in another malchus keneged the second bracha, shelo huskir bo ga malchus. Because that's also a bracha smuch lechaverta, it doesn't say melech there. So we end up saying three lashonos of melech in this bracha, one for the bracha itself, one to make up for rachim, where we should have had one corresponding to Malchus Beis David, and one corresponding to the bracha before that starts with Noda. The first bracha, obviously we say melech there, so we don't have to make up for that. We end up with three lashonos of Malchus in the fourth bracha of benching. In the parentheses he writes, V'afal pishim ikra adin ain't sarap b'malchus, and even though in the second bracha of Noda l'cha, you don't really need a lashon of Malchus at all, Shehi smucha lebirchas hazon uban nisker malchus. L'mayis says a bracha smucha chaverta. So as this of melachus, there still they establish that you put an extra malchus connected that bracha anyway, and we end up with the three lashonos of malchus. V'kevan she'omrim ba shalosh malchios, and since we have the mentioning of three malchios, omrim ba gam kein shalosh atavos, we stay consistent and we mention the three atavos. Mipnei she'ikar ha-bracha hi al shem ha-tova. The ikar bracha of the fourth bracha of ha-tova ha-metiv is about the ha-tova that Hashem does for us. The ha-inu ha-tova ha-metiv. V'kevan she'omrim ba-shalosh ha-tovos. V'hi birchas hodo. And since we're mentioning three atavos, and it's a bracha of thanks, k'moshe chasadim, like we mentioned, omrim gamkein shalosh tagmulos, we also mentioned three tagmulos, ad kan l'shon ha-levush, till here is the lashon of the levush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayit Yosef Katan, hey, ha-melech atov, again, the three malchios we said was melech olam, akel avinu malkeinu, and then we say ha-melech atov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein lomar kel shebechol yom. You should not say in the nusach of the fourth bracha, kel, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebechol yom, demashma chas v'shalom sheyeshtei reshuyos. It sounds like there are two reshuyos, two gods. V'oso kel shebechol yom, anu mevarchim. And that kel of every day, that's the one that we are blessing. So you shouldn't say shebechol yom. El yomar kel bechol yom. Rather, you should say Hashem every day. V'yoser nachon shalolomar klal milas kel. Better is to leave off the word kel altogether and just say b'chol yom, which is our correct yursa. Sharek for omar hakel avinu. We already said hakel in the beginning of the bracha when he said hakel avinu. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'ayta b'birchas hamazon balabayis mesayim v'nomar amen. This means that in benching, in the bracha that you are saying, the bracha sarech that you're saying for the balabayis, it ends off v'nomar amen, she'ein yochol ligzar omer v'imru amen. It's not appropriate to say v'imru amen, that everyone should answer amen. Ma she'ein kein b'birchas osa shalom b'miromav, which is not the case by osa shalom, shu sheva shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the praise of Hashem, v'chol yitzrol metzuvin, and everyone's commanded to praise Hashem. Therefore, Omer v'imru amen. So v'imru is telling everyone to say it. That's appropriate when it is a praise of Hashem. But if you're only praising the Baal Bayis, you can't force everyone else to join you. So you don't say v'imru amen. You just say v'nomar amen. Achar harachamon yesh lanos amen. After harachamon, you can answer amen. V'chein achar tchol tchino u'bakasha afal pi she'en b'shem. So too, after any praise or bakasha, you could answer amen, even though there is no shem Hashem over there. Continues the Mishnah Berurah on page 188. Yomar v'nisa v'racha me'es Hashem. The correct yursa towards the end of benching is v'nisa v'racha me'es Hashem. K'iloshon ha-pasuk, like the language of the pasuk of Yisa v'racha me'es Hashem. Nohogim lomar b'shabbos v'yom tov v'rosh chodesh migdol, the minig on Shabbos and Yontov and Rosh Chodesh, is to say migdol, u'b'chol, the minig is to say magdil. V'yeser diktukim shevenusa b'rachas ha-mazon, ayin v'al yirabes, simen kupay zayin sheherach b'zeh. If you look at note number 4, because we're discussing now the neschos that we say after l'olamayach hasreinu, after the fourth bracha, when we're saying the harachamans and we're saying the extra tfilos that we add in. So in note number 4, a very important point, umi she'in lo p'nai, someone who doesn't have time, Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion, she'yachol lomar rak ad al yechasreinu, he can abbreviate his benching, and end after the fourth bracha by al yechasreinu, ela she'in roi lahafsid as kol ha-bracha she'behemshech, but it's not kedai. So if you're able to say everything afterwards, you're just adding on extra praises of Hashem, extra bakashos, you don't want to lose out on that, so you should really say it, but if you are in a rush, you can stop your benching after al yechasreinu. Ulam le'inyan birchas ha'oreach, however, when it comes to birchas ha'oreach, Kosav Sham, he writes over there, Shabakal Ofen Chova al Horeach La Omra, that is the Chiyav on the guest to say, so you should not skip that. Says the Mechaber, write this at Beis. Bebeis Ha'ovel Omer Baruchato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Boreinu Goleinu Kadoshenu Kadosh Yaakov, Hamelech Hachai Hatov Ametiv, Kel Emes Dayan Emes V'gomer V'ayin B'yardea Simen Shin Ayin Tes. Says the Mishnah Berurah Beis Ha'avel Omer Bein Kishah Acherim Ha'ochem Imo Mevarchim. This is whether the Menachemim, the other people who are not the Avelim, are benching, Ubein Kishu Asmo Mevarch, or if the Avel himself is benching. Either way, this is the Nusach of the fourth Brach in a Beis Avel. The Im Bo'inon Laze Asara Olo. In terms of whether you need 10 people to say this Nusach or not, I am the Yaredeya. Simin Shin Ayin Tes Uba Achronim Sham. And if you look at note number 7, he points out Ulamaisa Kosav Abera Gola She'enu Hogim Lohosev Bebeis Ha'ovel Hosafos Eilu Bebirchas Amazon Arminog. Says the Beragola is not to add these Hosafos in the benching in the Beis Avel. Mishum She Somchem Al Divrei HaTosas Ksubas. We rely on the Tosas and Ksubas that says Shebirchas Avelim Eina Elo Ba'asara, that the Birchas Avelim is only when there are 10. If you skip 2 lines, he writes, Me'idach, on the other hand, Abirki Yosef Kosov, Shebimekomo Nohogim Lomar Nusach Zeh. bebracha revius. In his place, he says the minog is to say the special nusach the mechaber brings down in the fourth bracha, and in the shal and shuvah shuvah miava kosov sherabu. He writes that as Rebbe Hagon ba Noda Yehuda Omar nusach zekishai avil. He did say this nusach when he was an avil Noda Yehuda. V'chein muva b'steichemet sheshama shenogu laomro af biyachid. He brings down that he heard that was the minog to say this bracha even biyachid. Ben, what's our minog? I don't think our minhag is to say it. I think our minhag is that we bench regular in a base oval. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas of Katan Zayin, Hatova Meitiv. So part of that bracha we throw in Hatova Meitiv, that's the Iker. Lefiza Ein Omer Bebeis Ha'ovel Shalosh Hatovos V'Shalosh Gmulos. According to this Girsa, that the Mechaber says to say, we would not say the three Hatovos and the three Gmulos. V'Cheinu Bebeis Yosef, and so too brings on the Beis Yosef. The Ayin Bebach Po, look in the Bach over here, Beshach Shom and the Shach over there in Yerodea, Simen Shin Ayin Tesh, Ein Sovrim Kain, they don't agree with that, even though you're saying this Nusuch, but they do say, you'll say the Shalosh Hatovos and the Shalosh Gmulos like regular. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem next time with a new Simen Kuf Tzadi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.